That's your Mr. Monday night, not Mr. Saturday.
Yeah, I just show up, man. You know, yeah. Just show up. You know, we had a good defensive performance, you know, first little three series. And I think everybody showed up tonight. You know, everybody was excited to get out there. You know, we got the word that we got manhandled the three practices that we practiced against them. So we definitely wanted to go out there and make sure we didn't get manhandled tonight. You know, defensively, I think we did decent.
How good is it to have that offense, that big front court offensive line, knowing that they're going to put so much pressure on the quarterback, and you guys have to be patient back there or what?
No, you don't really have to be patient. Actually, I think that, you know, that I got that interception because the secondary played the route perfect because we knew which route was coming. And then the pressure of the front four made him go to his third look, like even before his third look was ready, and I just made the play. So, you know, I give that credit to the secondary and the D-line. All I did was, you know, catch the ball after that. So.
Back up to that manhandle line, was that part of the pregame speech Coach gave you? How did you guys find out about that?
So we have some guys on the team that are into the internet, so I guess they searched out one of the blogs, and, you know, that was just kind of circulating that they, you know, put it to us this week in our practices, so that didn't really sit well with a bunch of us, so, you know, it's all good.
Keith, how happy are you that you don't have to chase Chris Johnson around?
Man, he has some out-of-here speed. Like, I'm very happy to answer your question, but I'm glad he's on our team. I've been here going on 9 years, and I don't think that I've seen that in our backfield. You know, Eddie was a different style back. Chris Brown was different. Lindell was different. Maybe when they put Pack on offense here and there, you know, you might have seen that, but he's a defensive player, so definitely gives you something to look forward to because that was just a simple dive play that he ran and took it however far he went. So, you know, to know we got that home run hitter and he came out here and showed us, you know, the first game of the preseason, you know, that's big. He's only going to get better and get more confidence and understand the league more. So,
I asked Kyle this, are you okay with having to go back out on the field after only one play of rest?
Yeah, it puts points on the board. We're definitely cool with it, you know. That's our, you know, the offense has been working hard all year to put points on the board, and, you know, we have a bunch of playmakers on our defense, so if we can help them out, that's great. But I definitely know that these guys have been working hard all offseason and this camp to be better than last year.
Keith, you go against Quinton every day in practice last 2 years. I mean, you were surprised by what happened tonight, were you?
No, not at all. I think he came into camp running the ball very well. He definitely was attacking downhill during the OTAs, and then we put pads on a lot of times when he got to the second level. You know, he's a physical runner, almost as if he changed his style a little bit over the last couple of years. I think he's playing with more of a reckless attitude at the running back position. I think, you know, that's what you need to do in this league when you're trying to get a spot and you're trying to, you know, break into this league. You're going to have to have a reckless attitude and play your position with kind of reckless abandon wherever it's at.
You mentioned the interception being a touchdown, but it just kind of passing. Just take through the play and how it kind of developed.
Third down, we're expecting a dagger route from the left side, and actually that's what they ran. But our secondary, Vinny Fuller, and I think Chris Holt was on that side, they did a good job of taking it away. Actually, David Thornton, they did a good job of taking it away. And the quarterback went to his second read, he wasn't there, and his third read with the running backs, they ran a crosser, and I'm in the middle zone, underneath zone, and he threw it before the guy even looked, and it tipped off his hands, and, you know, I was fortunate to be in the right spot. So, like I said, I think that's more of a defensive, I'd say that was, a coverage and D-line forced play. You know, I was just there to make the play.
Did the tip help you get the ball, or did that make you have to adjust to it?
I think the tip made me have to adjust because I really wasn't even playing the tip. It was third and pretty long, so I was kind of playing, you know, with a little cushion so I can, you know, keep everything in front of us. We didn't really want to give up a first down. We'll give up 8 yards, but we weren't trying to give up. I think they needed 12. So, you know, I think the defense that Schwartz called allowed us to play in our zone a little more with a little more discipline where we didn't have to jump routes, and that definitely helped out.
Keith,